There is a revolt against grammar today and a revolt against these tools of learning. In light of our current climate, where there is a crisis of language and literacy, mastering these tools will be even more illuminating and empowering for everyone. At that age of one's life journey, when one is completing high school and about to embark in one's undergraduate education, it's really a time of self-discovery. Arguably, that's the most important factor in determining one's educational path. I think a common misconception about studying Islam at Zaytuna is a type of madrasa. It's a very limited scope in terms of the material that it covers, the curriculum. The reality is that it is a Muslim liberal arts college. So while there's a tremendous emphasis on the Arabic and Islamic tradition, there's also a tremendous emphasis on the Western liberal arts tradition. I think a deeper study of the Islamic tradition, especially in terms of scholastic theology, metaphysics, ethics, Islamic law, jurisprudence, the theory of Islamic law, and in particular when all of this is grounded in the trivium and the tools of learning, it provides students with what could be termed a Quranic worldview, an appreciation of the depth and the breadth of our tradition. Wherever one goes in life, if they have that, it will be very illuminating for them and their relationship with their Creator. The hope is that our students, wherever Allah Ta'ala places them, that they are beacons of truth, goodness, and beauty, all rooted in Quranic adab and prophetic character.